Hi guys, you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So, do you guys have stuffed animals while growing up? Because I personally have quite a few, like a lot of people, and also Redu may have mentioned that I used to have a purple dinosaur named Barney, and right now I also have this sort of like a teddy bear called Duffy from Disney, and also Snoopy on my bed. So, I mean, these stuffed animals are very important to me whenever I'm happy or sad. I usually hug them and I talk to them. Or whenever I go abroad, I will also bring them with me. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The boy was speaking to himself via the bunny in a voice filled with an otherwise all too rarely present compassion and sympathy. Though it sounds a little bit odd, speaking to ourselves is common practice throughout our lives. The boy was speaking to himself via the bunny in a voice filled with an otherwise all too rarely present compassion and sympathy. Though it sounds a little odd, speaking to ourselves is common practice throughout our lives. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 rarely, 就是很少啊或者是难得的意思。像我们可以说 I rarely go to the movies, 我很少去电影院看电影。那这边的 RAR 呢是发短音 A 的音 rare.Rarely, 那其实比较有趣的是英国人跟美国人念这个字的方式比较不一样。美国人会把第二个 R 呢发得很重，就是 rarely, rarely 会有那个卷舌音。可是有时候你在听英国人讲这个单字的时候呢，你会听到说 Oh, I rarely go to the movies. 他们会把那个第二个 R 呢就是几乎有点听不见的感觉。那它的形容词原型呢则是 rare, 指的是稀有的。像是我们可以说 I've heard this sort of crystal is extremely rare. 听说这样的水晶啊非常非常稀有。那个跟它长得很像的字呢是 rear, rear, 指的是后方的意思。那 ea 发长音 e 的音。那有时候会讲rear view mirror, 就是那个车子旁边的那个照后镜这样子。rear view, 就是指往后照。再我们来看是 present, present 呢指的是出席的或者是在场，像是我们可以说 You were present, you should remember what she said, 你也在场啊，你应该会记得她说了什么。那它的名词呢则是 presence, 那记得 S 呢都可以发 Z 的音，指的也是在场的意思。像是我们可以说 He felt quite uncomfortable with the presence of a stranger, 有一个陌生人在场呢他觉得十分不自在。那它的反义词呢则是 absent,指的是缺席的。那我们可以说 He has been absent from class due to his illness. 他因为病得不轻，所以呢不断的缺席上课。那他的名词呢则是 absence, 指的是不在，也是或者是缺席的意思。那我们可以说The absence of the role of father has been a huge hole to her childhood. 父亲这个角色的缺席呢对他的童年来说是一个很大的缺憾。再我们来看的是 compassion, compassion 呢是怜悯啊或者是同情心的意思。那我们可以说 as a teacher, she has great compassion for her students. 作为一个老师呢她对于她的学生非常有同情心。那她的形容词呢就是 compassionate。那还有另外一个字呢跟他们其实不太一样是 passion, 指的就是热情的意思。像是我就可以说 translation is definitely my passion. 翻译呢绝对是我的热情所在。再来我们要来看 sympathy, sympathy 呢是同情心，它的重音在最前面 e, y 呢是发 e 的音 sympathy, pa 则发短音 e。 那我们有时候在电影里面啊可能听到主角说什么I do not need your sympathy, 不需要你同情我。那有另外一个字大家要记得跟 sympathy 分清楚，那他们也长得很像，意思也有点像。Empathy 指的是同理心的意思，那同理心就是它就不带有这个同情的意味在，而是代表你可以就是 put yourself into others' shoes, 也就是所谓的换位思考啦。那这边的 E 呢是发微笑的嘴型 A, Empathy, A 一样是发短音 E 的音。那最后呢它还有另外一个也是跟它长得有点像的字呢，叫做 Pathetic, 指的是可怜的或者是可悲的。 那我们可以说 "It's quite pathetic to beg for someone else's love."如果啊，你今天需要苦苦哀求别人来爱你的话呢，是还蛮可怜的。最后我们要来看的是 "odd"，指的是古怪的。然后这边的 "o" 呢是发 "r" 的音，它这个 "r" 呢其实就跟我们注音的 "r" 一样，那嘴巴要记得上下打开才会发出 "odd" 的音，那它就是古怪的意思。那我们可以说 "It is quite odd for you to do so."你这样的行为举止啊，真的是蛮不寻常的。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The boy was speaking to himself via the bunny in a voice filled with an otherwise all too rarely present compassion and sympathy. Though it sounds a little bit odd, speaking to ourselves is common practice throughout our lives. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to hug your stuffed animals, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!